A tragic radio message. The aerial was carefully set up, with one end high on the side of a cliff and oriented on Los Angeles. KHJ came in strong promptly at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, with little interference from static or from the crashing roar of the nearby rapid. The lightning of distant thunderstorms was jazzing up the purple wedge of sky between the upriver cliffs, strangely enough, with scarcely any reaction on the instrument. The first news of the president's death was received at about 8:15 Pacific time, perhaps 45 minutes after the tragic event. Colonel Birdseye announced at once that a day of rest would be taken by the expedition out of respect to the memory of the president. The exact date would be decided later, when the day of the funeral was learned over the radio.